How are you all?
How are you?
Doing good.
Terrific. Good morning. Thank you all for getting up and doing this.
Thank you.
Did y'all have to do calisthenics or anything before?
Get ready.
They have hand massages scheduled for afterwards?
They came from all over the Commonwealth to meet four of the legends of University of Kentucky basketball. Cliff Hagan and Frank Ramsey played on the 1951 National Championship team. Adrian Smith's team won it in 1958, and he was on the gold medal winning U.S. Olympic team in 1960.
Thistle, thank you, sir. You're welcome. Man,
good morning.
Good morning. I do appreciate it very much. I'm a Kentucky boy.
Dan Issel's Kentucky teams never won the tournament, but his U.K. career scoring record hasn't been broken in 45 years. He went on to a long career in the ABA and NBA and joined Cliff Hagan in the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1993. All four of them played for the legendary coach Adolph Rupp, whose picture from a 1966 Sports Illustrated cover is featured on this year's Maker's Mark Keeneland bottle. 2 years ago, Dan Issel was on the Keeneland bottle, but this year's version is just as special to him.
I'm very honored to be asked to sign Coach Rupp's bottle. Coach Rupp was very important in my life. Basketball, obviously, but a lot of other aspects of life, too. So to be asked to sign his bottle is a big, big honor for me.
Correct some of the misconceptions that those of us outside of the Commonwealth have been given about Coach Rupp. We knew he could be a unique personality, but there's more to the man than that, right?
Well, Coach Rupp was a tough German who enjoyed being a tough guy. He enjoyed the image of being a tough guy, but fortunately I got to know Coach Rupp after he retired. He was associated with the Kentucky Colonels, and Coach Rupp was a great man, did a lot of work for charity that nobody ever knew about, and was really, once you got to know him, was kind of a teddy bear, not the tough guy that he liked to portray.
Homer the Wildcats.
Nearly four decades after he died in 1977, Rupp is still revered in Kentucky, and that's why around 1,000 people lined up at the Keeneland Events Center with their bottles, some in Maker's Mark boxes, some in bags, and even a couple in waterproof cases. After all, it was raining outside.
So we've been here about 26 hours, roughly, something like that.
Mike and Jackie Richardson of Shepherdsville, Kentucky, were the first in line, just ahead of his parents. It's a family thing.
I've got all the Keeneland bottles. Personally, I've been here 12, 13 years, I believe, something like that, every year.
What makes this so unique that you'd come out for this and spend 24 hours sitting out here?
Just a tradition. I've done it for so long, and I just keep on doing it every year.
You tolerate this, right?
I'm married into the tradition.
Tell me what it means to you guys to be part of this tradition.
It's a night out with family and friends, people we see every year.
That's the first time in 10 years I haven't been first in line. I've actually broke a record one time. I came out here on Wednesday night and stayed Wednesday night all day Thursday and Friday to get the bottle signed, so I broke a record.
Alonzo Shirley of Lexington brought his 19th Keeneland bottle to be signed, but this is one he'll really cherish. Now, this is the first time they've actually put Coach Rupp on the bottle. Does that make this more special?
Well, let me tell you, in 1966, I was in Sports Illustrated with K. Alf Rupp, and that is actually the picture off of 1966 Sports Illustrated. I'm in that book, in the center page with Adolph Rupp. So I was 16 years old, so I like this.
How'd you pull that off?
Well, I used to live right by Memorial Coliseum, and I went to all the games for free, and I knew all of them. And I did a lot of chores for Adolph. When he wanted something to eat, I'd go get it. I was 16 years old. I thought this was cool. And so I knew him very well.
Tell me about the legacy of Rupp, because there's a lot of people that have misconceptions about Coach Rupp. We knew he could be a bit prickly at times as a person, but he also had a soft side too, didn't he?
He had a very soft side. And you know, he would do anything he could to help you. But he was hard. But he made it hard on purpose because he wanted the boys to do good. And he did. But he was good. Like me, he'd tell me to go to Brookings. And Brookings Chili was one of the best places in town. He said, "Go, boy," he said, "go up there and get me some hot dogs." And I said, "Yes, sir, I'll come head off." I'd go get them. And he'd buy my lunch, and I'd come back, and we'd sit in his office and eat them. I knew him very well, all of them, and I had a good time, and I knew him very well. But he was mean if he wanted to be mean. But he was good. If he liked, he took care of all those guys.
I have watched you guys play all my entire life.
Let's put the demand for this year's bottle in perspective. Rupp Arena in Lexington seats around 23,000 people for every sold-out Kentucky basketball game. Maker's Mark only produced 11,000 Keeneland bottles this year. John Butler, Scott Abney, and Jordan Haney managed to get their hands on 12 bottles.
I live in Radcliffe, and so I went to all the local liquor stores and put my name on the list and the phone number and everything, and then I went back the next day before they even opened because they told me they were all committed and I couldn't get any, but I went back and I was waiting when they opened, and the guy finally said, okay, I'll sell you one, but he jacked the price way up, so I was able to get the one, and then we went to a couple others and we were able to get one each. And then I was in a lottery at Fort Knox where they drew numbers and names, and I won one there. So that's how I got my four. But they're not all mine. I got some from my friends. And
if I can ask, how much did you have to pay for one?
Well, in the one store, the first one I got was $105, and they sell for $50 normally. And he jacked the price up to $105. But I wanted to pay that because I wanted to make sure I got one.
But it's worth it, right?
It's worth it, yeah.
Tell me about the tradition here, because obviously you guys have been doing this for a while.
The tradition here, as far as this, it's one of those things. I mean, it's good because you get to come with, like, all the different UK fans and everything. And it's funny because you always meet new people and kind of trade war stories about the whole thing with between basketball and football and whatever the event's going on at that time.
Is there a lot of commiseration going on over 38-1 this year?
I mean, it was still a great season, but we would have wished to have number 9, but... I mean, the players did the best they could, and I wish them a great future in the NBA.
What would happen to somebody who would be wearing Wisconsin red in here today?
They wouldn't dare come in, I don't imagine. Or they'd keep it a secret, turn it inside out maybe. Same way you don't see any Louisville sweatshirts in here today.
I'm the substitute greeter. I'm trying to make sure that everybody gets up on the stage and doesn't wander off backwards off of it.
This year's bottle is notable for another reason. It's the first time Bill Samuels Jr. has not been on the podium signing bottles.
I've been doing this 19 years now, and I never get to say hi to anybody because we're signing so fast people want to get through. So this is my year to say hi to the folks, and I'm enjoying it. I think we got about 1,000 out here.
And this is the first time in 19 years you haven't signed Keeneland bottles.
It's the first time we got it. We got my son. And it'll bring him right to his knees because after about 4 hours, with no bathroom break, you know you've been up there.
When you guys started these bottles years ago, did you think that it would become like this?
No, the objective was to see if we couldn't raise a little money for local charities. And we had no idea it would become such a cult thing. But as a result, in what, 19 years now, just the Keeneland series has raised right at $8 million for charities here in Central Kentucky.
And it's all used generally around the university, right?
Either the hospital or the fine arts department or if it's in the athletic department, it goes for an academic activity. So that's really the only stipulation we have.
Now, tell me about the significance of putting Coach Rupp on the bottle for the very first time.
Well, that's where he needed to be. He's the guy that really invented modern basketball, not just for Kentucky, but for the nation. I grew up when he was in his heyday in a couple of the kingpins. Matter of fact, the first two members of Rupp's players to be inducted into the National Hall of Fame are sitting right up here. So, and I was a young kid of 10 or 11 when they won that first national championship. And it's been pretty amazing growing up with him and seeing the influence he had. I give Adolf most of the credit for how crazy Kentuckians are for basketball.
There's also a family connection. Rob Samuels played high school basketball for Adolph Rupp's son, Herky Rupp. And while Adolph Rupp's critics point to the all-white 1966 team that lost the national championship to Texas Western which started five African-American players, Samuels says the critics don't see the whole picture.
He was at the front end of most everything going on. And I remember being from the Louisville area when he first tried to recruit Wesley Unseld from Seneca High School. And that was long before anybody else in the SEC was recruiting African-Americans. And I'll tell you, if they had had Wesley, they had had two more national championships.
This year's bottle kicks off a five-year campaign to raise money for an academic support center at the university, something the old coach and teacher would have been proud of.